Alice's mouth told the tale of just how strenuously she'd fought to birth the baby. "Take a look." She looked. Well, maybe not perfectly perfect. He's red and blotchy. Dorsa fussed with the swaddling blanket, adjusting it minutely and brushing her fingers against the child's forehead. "He's not blotchy. He just has different colours to his flesh."
"His head is pointed."
"Yours would be too if you were squeezed out of a womb," she countered. He raised his brows.
"I know you think I was born of the Lord of the Underworld, but my mother tells a different story."
"Then your criticism is null. In time, his head will become as round as yours." Israel considered his son, now nestled against his mother.
"He's not very attractive, is he? You are lovely, and I've been told I wouldn't cause a maiden to lose her supper upon viewing me, and yet our child is not like either of us."
Dorsa struggled to speak for a few moments. Israel knew that lies did not come naturally to her, and was amused watching her find judicious words to counter his statement. "He won't always look this way," she finally allowed. "You needn't hold his present appearance against him. He's been through a lot in the last hour, and one doesn't look one's best after a battle."
"You always do," he said, shifting his gaze up to her face. "You emerge from even the hardest fight, looking as if you could do it all over again."
She gave a half shrug, but he saw one corner of her mouth curl up in acknowledgement of the compliment. "That's different. I am a warrior."
"And he is my son. Is that what you're saying?"
"Now you are reading an insult where one was not intended," Dorsa countered quickly. "I simply said that I'm used to battle, whereas our son, Diosin, hasn't had a chance to learn my ways yet."
"Our ways?"
Dorsa inclined her head. "Our ways. He will be our salvation." Israel was silent for a few minutes, running his fingertip alongside the pink fists of the babe. Dio was asleep, and for a moment Israel wanted to wake him up. Would his son have the blue or grey eyes of the Starborn, or would he bear the amber eyes of the Fireborn? "Do you believe that, Dorsa? In your heart, do you believe it?" She glanced away from him and addressed the two handmaidens who lurked in the room, tiding and waiting to be of service to their mistress. "You may leave me. Return in 10 minutes. The women bowed, shot Israel a curious look, and left silently. Dorsa waited for the count of 20 before answering. "We made this child because of the prophecy. Do you now doubt it?" Dio's arm twitched. Israel lifted the little fist and studied it.
"It's so minute, so perfectly formed, this hand. It even has tiny little fingernails. And yet it's almost impossible to believe that this blotchy, red-faced little frog could be the one person to bring peace to Alba."
"He had better be," Dorsa said, with a touch of acid in her voice, "after what I went through bringing him into this world, not to mention having to consort with a Fireborn in order to do so." Israel was annoyed for a moment, but decided that she had earned the right to make a few digs at his expense.
"You aren't my first choice for a life partner either, my sweet."
She grimaced at the endearment, as he knew she would. "Then it's a good thing we are not wedded, isn't it?" He leaned close and kissed the tip of her nose.
"You may not like me any more than I like you, but that doesn't mean you didn't enjoy the making of this babe."
"Sexual pleasure is hardly a fitting topic of conversation," she said primly. But the corner of her mouth twitched again. "The future is. We should have dear son's future read now, before the night breaks."
"It can wait. You are tired and need rest, and he is sleeping."
She shook her head, a familiar flash of stubbornness in her eyes. "It must be done tonight, while the moon is still up."
"His future has already been foretold."
"That was before he was born." She pulled a silk rope hanging alongside the bed. "I have a very good sage. It was she who predicted that your seed would find favour 9 months ago. She will cast Dio's fortune and reassure us that he is the one we have waited for."